This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump and his wife, Melania, will travel to Pittsburgh Tuesday in the wake of Saturday's mass shooting at a Jewish temple that left 11 dead and 6 wounded. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
The president cherishes the American Jewish community for everything it stands for and contributes to our country. He adores Jewish Americans as part of his own family. The president is the grandfather of several Jewish grandchildren. His daughter is a Jewish American, and his son-in-law is a descendant of Holocaust survivors.
Under heavy security, the suspect, Robert Bauer, is wounded in an exchange of gunfire with police at the Tree of Life Temple, made his first court appearance Monday following the shooting. He could face the death penalty if convicted. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions Monday said Saturday's attack was an assault on people of all faiths.
This was not just an attack on the Jewish faith. It was an attack on all people of faith. It was an attack on America's values, our protecting those of faith. It cannot and will not be tolerated.
The mass shooting has received global attention at the UN Security Council Monday. Bolivia's ambassador, the current council president, condemned the deadly shooting. There was a moment of silence. Meanwhile, Cesar Sayoc, suspect accused of sending explosive-style devices through the mail to prominent Democrats, also appeared in federal court Monday in Miami. He was arrested Friday after allegedly sending 15 such devices, none of which detonated. Nigerian soldiers shot at Shia Muslim protesters marching in Abuja Monday, demanding the release of their religious leader. The number of casualties not known. Awal Adu was a passerby.
We just come block the roads. Nigerian army and police come to shoot the people. Just see dead body for that side there.
Hundreds of members of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria took part in the protest over their leader Ibrahim Zakzaki's incarceration. This is VOA News. Indonesian authorities held out little hope for survivors from Monday's crash of a Lion Air Boeing 737 after it vanished from radar shortly after takeoff from Jakarta. The pilot attempted to return to the airport before the plane plunged into the Java Sea. Rescuers are retrieving human remains. Embattled German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced her intention not to seek re-election as party chairwoman of the Christian Democrats, and that her fourth term as chancellor will be her last.
Ich bin seit nunmehr über 18 Jahren Vorsitzende der CDU Deutschland.
Ms. Merkel said she has been chairperson of the CDU for 18 years and chancellor for the past 13 in office, she said, was a daily honor and challenge. Her decision followed electoral setbacks in two key state elections, the next federal election scheduled for 2021. Turkey Monday called on Saudi Arabia for a full accounting of the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The appeal came as the chief Saudi public prosecutor held talks in Istanbul. Referring to the murder as premeditated, Turkey's foreign minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu called for a sharing of information among prosecutors, and the investigation, he said, should be wrapped quickly as the whole world awaits its outcome. Khashoggi was known as a fierce critic of Saudi policy. In Syria, Kurdish fighters have joined in an offensive against Islamic State jihadists in the east after an IS assault against the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces in Deir al-Zor region near the Iraqi border. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said dozens of SDF fighters were killed in the IS offensive launched during a sandstorm. The U.S. said it's deploying more than 5,000 personnel to secure the southern U.S. border from approaching thousands of migrants in caravans from Central America. Kevin McAlanine heads the Customs and Border Protection Agency.
We will not allow a large group to enter the United States in an unsafe and unlawful manner. For those that seek to cross the border illegally, we will apprehend them and fully enforce the laws of the United States.
In a broadcast interview late Monday, President Donald Trump said 10 cities will be erected to temporarily house those until their status can be determined. In central Libya, at least 4 killed and several kidnapped after a Sunday attack by suspected Islamic State militants on a desert oasis. The IS group claimed responsibility. A Canadian mother has been reunited with her son abducted by her father more than 3 decades ago. They lived under false documents in the U.S. 33-year-old Jermaine Mann met his mother, Lindeth Mann Lewis, for the first time last week, while the father, a dual Canadian-Ghanaian citizen, was taken into custody. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.